It is the story of the day, of course, and we've been wondering when it would happen. And by it, I mean the settlement between Sonoma County and the family of Andy Lopez. Here to talk about that, Supervisor Shirley Zane. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Pat.
How come it took so long to arrive at this settlement?
Well, I think it took long because it went through various courts and various iterations. The deputy was cleared of criminal wrongdoing back in 2014, and then basically the county lost the in the appeals court in September of 2017, and they said it could proceed to trial. Of course, we didn't want to proceed to trial because of the risk, and we also felt that it was the right thing to do to try and settle. So it's taken a long time to settle because that's not unusual for these types of cases. But I think, you know, we're all relieved that it has finally settled. And, you know, I want to add a note. You know, this is about settling the litigation. It doesn't settle the things that we still need to change in our community to improve policing and relationships with all different sectors of our community. And it certainly doesn't substitute for, you know, a precious young life being lost.
Yeah.
No, that's never settled. There's no closure there. That's a pain that the family and the community will always have with them.
I think you're right, though. I think, a full-blown trial would have been very difficult for the family and certainly very difficult for our community, too.
Yeah, no, it would have been really difficult, and we wanted to avoid that. I think all sides wanted to avoid that, so we got to this point. You know, we've done, I think, we've done a lot of improvement with the sheriff's office. There's a lot more in community engagement.
Yes.
I think than it has ever happened before. And obviously training is key to, I think, avoiding these incidents. But at the same time, we know that they happen because it's the nature of the work. But there's a lot we can do to reduce the incidents and how often it happens. And I think that's what we've been working diligently on.
And I think, too, Supervisor Zane, a lot of people are wondering, how do you arrive at a figure in a situation like this? You know, it was $3 million. Some people say that seems kind of low. How do you arrive at that?
Well, that's something that happens through a mediator, and there's a lot of back and forth that goes in terms of, you know, their side put a number on the table, our side put another number on the table. That goes back and forth,
and it can be
a very long, painful process. But with the right mediator, eventually you get to the right number. And, of course, the lawyers check back in with the Board of Supervisors to see, what is our comfort level in terms of where to go. We do have extended insurance, and so this isn't going to impact the general fund as well.
Okay, well, that's a good piece of news, too. And I know that one of the things that Sheriff Giordano was talking about yesterday is the danger of those replica weapons. And
that is
an ongoing problem.
It is an ongoing problem. And, you know, if you're a parent, you just probably your kids shouldn't have those weapons or those toys because they look too much like the real thing. I would go farther than that. There's too many weapons out there, period.
Yeah.
Guns. You know, I mean, we're still, you know, California's been a lot more progressive than other states in terms of gun reform. But, you know, there are an awful lot of guns out there, too. And, of course, that makes law enforcement nervous to know that there's that many guns out on the street.
And one more question for you, Supervisor Zane, and that is, what more needs to be done to continue the healing process for our entire community?
I think the outreach and the community engagement needs to happen. The Community Advisory Council through the independent law enforcement auditor, that we are in the process of hiring a new auditor.
Right.
That is a lot of the healing because that community council really does offer input from various populations and goes back to the office and to the board in terms of that input. And then obviously I think, I don't train our deputies, but I think always looking to the very best and latest training, the evidence-based practices in terms of providing the tools that law enforcement need in order to make the best decisions when they are, putting on a badge, a uniform. They have to go out there and a gun and protect the public safety. But we want them to be equipped so that nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, and the training is a huge part of that.
The training is a huge part. Now, and I might add, too, that the mobile support team, which I helped get launched a few years ago, that has been a real wonderful tool for law enforcement, because so many of the calls that we get these days, the 911 calls, have to do with mental illness. And, you can't expect cops to be therapists, and that's why having a team of professionals ready to go to assist them in those calls lowers the incidence of that somebody's going to get hurt and that those situations are going to escalate.
Well, we know that nothing will make the Lopez family whole, as you said, after losing their young son. But we hope that this helps, and we hope that this this does, make it easier for the Lopez family to live their lives.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most we can hope for. But we also have to continue our part, which is the healing, the community engagement, the training, the education. And by the way, I don't know if you've been to the park.
Yes, I have. Beautiful.
I think that was really an important part of some of the healing. That whole neighborhood there, Moreland, is still in the county. And we're hoping that at some point as we move forward, the city might annex that neighborhood as well as Roseland. So I think there's a lot of different things that we can do to bring healing and certainly financial equity and in terms of services and infrastructure, parks, a lot more parks in the southwest side and southeast. There's all kinds of neighborhoods around Sonoma County that need more parks
and more attention.
Pass the park tax. Yeah,
there's always plenty to do.
Yeah.
Well, Supervisor Zane, thank you for checking in with us today. We do think it's the most important story of the day. So thanks for being here.
Yeah. Thank you, Pat.
All right. That is Supervisor Shirley Zane talking about the settlement reached in the death of Andy Lopez. $3 million to the Lopez family, minus attorney fees, of course.